Thank you very much for coming along this gorgeous Sunday afternoon to this event at the Brisbane Writers Festival, The Science of Psychopaths in Storytelling. But first of all, let's get to our cast of experts at the stage. I will rudely start two in with... No, but that was you, Jeff. I'm pointing to you. He's quite shy. Yes, our guest from overseas, Jeff Lindsay, the Miami-based author and writer of the Dexter series of fiction books. You may well be familiar with the books or the TV show. Please join me in welcoming Jeff. So, Jeff is the novelist, the writer, and then alongside him we have the people who really spend a lot more of their time thinking, researching, working with and writing about the actual psychopath. So on my immediate left, Dr. Dominique Henner, a consultant psychiatrist in private practice and also with the Brisbane Mental Health Facility. Dominique has done extensive work with psychopaths and with prisoners in general, and we'll be getting through that a little later on. So big hand for Dominique. In a rather fetching gingham blouse, a little further along, we have Professor Paul Wilson, forensic psychologist and chair of criminology at Bond University in Queensland. Paul's been working, he's just come back from the war trials in Cambodia and will be writing, no doubt, more about that, the nature of evil and psychopathy as his days allow him. And finally, Associate Professor William Gray, who's an associate professor in philosophy at the School of History, Philosophy, Religion and Classics at the University of Queensland. Please welcome Paul and William. Now, I don't know about anyone else, but I wouldn't have thought that making a series of books, writing a series of books and then a TV show about a psychopathic serial killer would have had as much appeal and draw as it has. How did you come up with Dexter's character, Jeff? Was it based on, did you read a lot about psychopaths? Did you draw, you know, is he like an average of all psychopaths? Where'd he come from?
He started out sort of averaging things in and fitting a bit from this one, a bit from that one. I did do a bit of research on it. And at a certain point, I just started making things up that I thought were interesting. They usually fit the pattern. And at a certain farther point, and this is something I'll be talking to Dominique about later, I just started understanding it and I didn't have to look up so much anymore. I just sort of knew this was right.
You got inside the mind of your character, who is a psychopathic serial killer. Was that disturbing for your wife?
No, because, you know, frankly, she keeps the household accounts and...
psychopath sell.
Yeah.
Well, what do you think it is about Dexter that has made him so successful? I mean, you know, is it your literary genius?
Of course. Clearly.
Is it the subject? What is it that's made Dexter such a runaway hit?
It's a combination of things. First of all, he's an outsider with a sense of humor, and he tells us about ourselves in a way that makes it seem new and funny and kind of stupid to be a human being, which I think it is, frankly. But also, and I'm hoping everybody else here will bear me out on this, we all have a little bit of Dexter in us. We all have a list. People who are going, not me, you know. When's the last time you drove in rush hour traffic? Any homicidal thoughts occur to you? I'm just curious. What about standing in line at the post office? Someone cuts in front. Do you say to yourself, that person must have had a terrible childhood. I think I'll buy him a cup of hot chocolate. I don't think so. I mean, we all have these impulses, and Dexter carries them out, and he carries them out on people that most of us, regardless of our feelings for capital punishment, we think these people deserve to die, or at least we're not sorry to see them gone.
Now, Dominique and Paul, you've obviously spent a lot more time working with and thinking about psychopaths and serial killers. Does Dexter fit the mold? Is there a mold?
I guess first I'll just say for Jeff that Dexter's a beautiful portrayal of a psychopath, but particularly reading the books, you can start to see the humanity coming through and also a human trying to imagine how a psychopath would be thinking. So it's all there for you.
Thank you.
He definitely captures the emotional components of a certain group of serial killers, mm-hmm. Or of psychopaths in general.
I think he reflects a very small group of psychopaths or serial killers, but if you take serial killers, most of the serial killers in Australia that I'm aware of are actually very nasty, boorish, uneducated, uncharming. They're not going to take, as I think Jeff said, cookies back to their mother. They're not like that at all. They're very unpleasant men and occasionally women. So in that sense, at least in the serial killers I'm aware of, they don't reflect them. On the other hand, some of the people who commit just terribly atrocious acts, like genocide, which you mentioned, for example, are very ordinary people and often quite charming. But we might want to come back to that later.
Yeah. And William, we have already mentioned that Dexter does do the deed. He does, you know, he acts on his list. He gets rid of people who are doing pretty heinous things. Can that be condoned from a philosophical point of view? Isn't he just doing us a favour?
Well, I have to say that I struggle to see the lovable side of Dexter. To me, he is a monster and should be locked up. It's very straightforward.
Locked up or done away with?
No, well, I'm against capital punishment, so for me it would be a question of locking him up.
So. Yeah. OK, so I don't know about anyone else, but I haven't had that much knowingly to do with psychopaths in my life, and I haven't studied psychology or psychiatry. So the things that really struck me in reading the Dexter books was that, one, he sees himself as not human, and two, it's the dark passenger who's driving everything. He's like the chauffeur to the dark passenger. It's a fantastic way of conveying what Dexter's premise is for what he thinks and what he does. How real is that with psychopaths?
I guess it's kind of understandable in that if you take a person who's got, and we're starting to get evidence about a biological abnormality that actually prevents them being able to have empathy, and particularly now what's starting to come through is in a lot of the areas where we have a mixture of both intellectual understanding of something and an emotional understanding, the psychopaths keep the intellectual but don't have the emotional. And then they have to try and make sense of the world that they live in without those aspects.
Do we know this about psychopaths? Do we know that psychopaths see themselves as not human?
Dexter's an unusual psychopath in that he's actually a treated psychopath, right. You'd probably have to say. He had quite intensive therapy from Harry over a 4-year period. And interestingly, they've been looking at what, you know, how do we treat psychopathy? It's not been an area that's been particularly amenable to treatment. Right. But Harry probably does what is now being suggested as a potential way to do it. Not try and teach people to have feelings they're not going to biologically be able to have, but get them to intellectually understand why it's not in their interest to be antisocial.
Yeah, so accentuate the positives. I think Harry's just taken that a little further than Mary Poppins intended it.
I think psychopaths see themselves as superhuman, very much part of the human race, but superior to them. And you know, there are people who believe they can achieve anything and are happy to use any means, and not only violence. Most psychopaths are actually working in universities or the ABC or corporations.
You can stop
in
the
Hollywood.
Right.
And I'm not being facetious. No. I'm being quite serious. Yeah. That you don't have to kill someone to be a psychopath. What you want to do if you're a psychopath in a corporation or an organisation is rise to the top of the tree. Mm-hmm. And there are far more psychopaths out there in the community than there are in prison.
Yeah. Ah. So getting down to numbers, if we're talking percentage of population, how many people are we talking who are classified as or diagnosed, even...
The figures are meaningless because no one really knows. The figures are about, I think, and Dominique might have a 1% female and about 5% or perhaps a bit less of males.
5%?
Yeah. In a prison population, it can go up to, 50%? It depends. There's a bit of a myth about psychopaths. They're not meant to have empathy, but in my experience, they haven't. An enormous amount of empathy. They actually feel, if you're talking about a violent psychopath, the sort of Dexter, well, Jeff knows more about Dexter, but I think he felt the pain that he's inflicting on those people, but he didn't care. And that's, I think, the thing about empathy and psychopaths. They can feel the pain, but they don't care. It doesn't matter. Whereas I guess it depends on how you define empathy.
So they can intellectually acknowledge it, but they can't feel it?
And so I think the view that psychopaths don't have empathy is just wrong. They do, and that's half the reason why they get their kicks.